defenseless Hummer viciously attacked by Echo Nazis. 30th of July, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for a news. Gareth Groves, Washington. John Tendleby wasn't a bad guy. He recycled, didn't waste food or water, and he never even littered. Then, one day, on a whim, he decided to buy a big black Humvee. He didn't really need the space, he just likes big things. He knew he lived in a green neighborhood, but was brave enough to be himself and go with his gut. However, in an act of violent cruelty this morning, his five-day-old Onyx Black 7-foot-tall GM Hummer was brutally attacked. Mr. Tendleby said,
I knew my neighbors were pretty environmentally conscious. They have all the compost piles and recycling bins and fancy windmills and drive these solar-powered scooter things. I saw the loathing stares when I came home with my car, but never in 1,000 years did I see anything like this coming.
Unfortunately, he should have. Perhaps if John weren't so busy recycling to fit in with his neighbors, he'd have seen this atrocity looming on the horizon. When he moved into the area a while back, he was forced to pick up litter around the neighborhood in a bizarre hazing ritual. He soon had a compost heap, as the neighborhood successfully brainwashed him. Luckily, his mind was too strong for their green liberal propaganda. One day, he escaped their evil control and went home to have a beer. Instead of recycling the can, he just threw it away. According to John,
his voice in the back of my head kept telling me to go to the recycling bin on the corner, but the trash was right there. Ain't no way I was gonna get up and miss any of the game for some goddamn can.
Our news sources indicate that the neighborhood's expensive spy equipment picked up this movement, but they merely chose to bide their time. Very next day, John went out and bought his new Hummer. He said at first he saw dirty looks when he was driving around town. More animosity followed in his neighborhood, where he also received dirty looks. As the dirty looks continued on his third day with the Hummer, John found a threatening note in the windshield of his car boasting that he could save hundreds by switching to Geico. Still undeterred, he continued to drive bravely on until the day of the attack. And so on. On the fifth day of John owning his Hummer, he found it in the morning with slashed tires, broken windows, and scratches all across the sides, including some that formed messages such as "For Nature" and "Die Tree Killer" and "Class of 08 Rules." John said,
"I just don't know. I almost feel like I deserve it, wasting gas like that. But really, did they have to vandalize my car just to get that point across?"
John's guilt was caused, according to our references, by this aforementioned brainwashing. Luckily, at least one of the perpetrators of the vicious hate crime did not escape unpunished. Apparently, the Hummer's already potent security system had been modified by the dealer with a small electrocution device. The Echo Vandals, upon breaking the windshield, soon found themselves partially paralyzed and coughing up blood. Police Chief Harold, barely able to keep from laughing, said, quote, "I get the giggles just thinking about it, just imagining them twitching. Still, we checked the emergency room at the local hospital and didn't find anyone with electrocution symptoms. We're going to try to ID the blood by the car, but that could take hours and, you know, donuts and all." Unquote. Towards the end of the investigation of the story, we began interviewing the neighbors. Many of them had no comment, most likely due to their not wanting to divulge the secrets of their elaborate environmental conspiracy. Finally, we found a resident of the neighborhood who was willing to speak with us, and we asked her about the local Echo conspiracy, the brainwashing, and the attacks. Her response was simple, but seemed to clarify so much while raising new questions. She said, "What are you, nuts?" As of now, "you" is believed to be a reference to UNnews in general, although it could be directed at the specific reporter who was interviewing her at the time. Thank you for suffering.